Bach. I gotta get my glasses fixed. Okay, Benji Bach, if you're listening out there, this is a tune just for you, and they wrote it for you, called the Benji Polka. How's that? Okay, Johnny? Johnny Baresca and a very good Benji Bach. Okay, we got a song of Warsaw coming up, but in the meantime, we're going to speak to a young lady here. And let's see. What's your name, ma'am?
Mary Kozlowski.
Mary, where are you from?
Leverett.
Leverett. You come down here for the Polka Festival?
Right.
You enjoy some of the food?
Right.
What'd you have? Kielbasa?
I didn't have anything yet. I'm on a diet.
Oh, you're on a diet.
Right.
You're going to try some, though, right?
Well, I'm going to try some.
Polish food isn't that fattening, so why don't you just go off your diet today, right? Okay, who would you like to dedicate this number to?
This one's to Stefan DeWicke from Southampton, from his friend and his another friend, Militia.
Okay, very good. From Mr. DeWicke from Southampton.
Right.
The Song of Warsaw with Stan Kozera. Thank you. Around the world, but first I'd like to tell you that the Mountain Farm Small Stores are bringing you this program and the Polish Festival, which continues right all evening long. You know, after 6 o'clock, they have a Polish folk group coming in from Boston that's going to sing some beautiful Polish songs. Have you heard the Mazowsze and the Śląsk? Of course, these aren't from Poland. They are from Boston, but they do a wonderful job. And I'm sure that you'll appreciate the music and the songs of this group from Boston this afternoon. And that's after 6 o'clock. But Ray Henry will be on the bandstand from 2 to 3 on the air. Then Stan Kozera back again for another encore, followed again by Ray Henry, and then Ray will be till 6 o'clock. So you've got some great music by some of the best polka bands in the area here at the Mountain Farms Mall. Come on down, listen to the music, shop. There's some great bargains for you in all the Mountain Farms Mall stores. We have a very attractive young lady. Did I lose her? Where is she? Oh, here she is. She has two lovely children. All right, down, boys, down. You know, these musicians, they're all the same, aren't they? And what's your name?
Marianne Foster.
Marianne, where are you from?
Northampton.
Northampton?
Oh, East Hampton.
Yeah.
You sure you know where you're from now, Marianne?
Not right now.
Marianne, it's not. There's nothing to it. We understand that you're down here to listen to the band, right?
Right. Yeah.
I wonder why you're listening in particular to this band.
Well, my boss told me I had to come down. Oh. I work.
Your boss told you you had to come down?
Yeah.
What's your boss's name?
Stan Kozera.
Oh, very nice, Stan. I didn't realize you had such attractive young ladies working for you.
Oh, yeah,
oh, no wonder he's looking for that job again. And listen, for talking to us, who would you like to play the next song for, or dedicate it to, rather?
Okay, I have a few dedications to all the girls at the Registry of Deeds, Mr. and Mrs. Chet Skorupski, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Borowski, and Adrian and Leslie Foster.
Well, thank you very much. And you tell your husband this is all in fun. They didn't mean a thing. Okay, Stanley, here we go. Also, I'd like to play this tune for Emily Perchinski from Northampton, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Emily. Stan Kozera. Well, that was a rip-tingling tune here. Thank you very much. Stan Kozera doing a great job with some real pros. We've got some pros on the opposite bandstand with Ray Henry, too. You know, everybody's waiting for the big Super Bowl football game, right? Are you guys going to watch it tomorrow? Oh, no, of course not. They haven't got time. No, what are you fellas going to be doing tomorrow besides watching the football game? Anyway, there's one guy. I don't think there's anybody in the whole United States of America, and that includes Hawaii and Alaska, that would pick the Los Angeles Rams to win the Super Bowl, except one guy. Because he's contrary with just about everything, and you probably hear him on the Sportsline talk show every night from 6:30 to 7:30. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce to you Pete Kulis of the Sportsline show. Pete?
You notice the lack of applause, don't you, Ed? yes?
Howard Cosell doesn't get any applause either.
He's laughing all the way to the bank. I'm not. Yes, I do pick Los Angeles to win the Super Bowl tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as long as we're here at the mall, Andy, and it's a very pleasant occasion for you. My goodness, the music has been superb with Stan Kozera, old friend of mine. I must say this, that on the 26th, which is a Saturday, a week from today, we will be here with Kenny Coleman, the broadcaster from the Boston Red Sox, at the same place. From 9:30 in the morning until 7:30 in the evening for the Jimmy Fund. Marvelous charity. It's our own New England charity. Kenny's going to be here from 9:30 in the morning next Saturday until 7:30 next Saturday night. Also, a sports dinner the night before at the Hilton. As you know, Andy, you're going to be in where? Las Vegas or Florida, whatever.
<I'll be laughs>
you can't
Florida,
make that. But we invite everybody to be along for the dinner on next Friday at the Hilton, which will be a lot of fun. And also next Saturday all day long from 9:30 to 7:30 in the evening. And if you can't contribute monetarily, contribute with time. It's a great charity.
Well, thank you very much, Peter Coolis. Pete Coolis, of course, is big with the Jimmy Fund. And as he said, he'll be here all day next Saturday. We'd like to have all your friends of not only Pete Coolis, but all your friends of the Jimmy Fund to come down. He'll be happy to talk to you with Ken Coleman. And, of course, the big thing is that big dinner next week, Saturday night, at the Hilton. No, that's next Friday, Friday night at the Hilton. And those tickets are $10 each, but you're contributing to a worthwhile cause. There's going to be a lot of surprises. Pete, I think there's going to be a lot of surprises at that dinner, right?
Well, yeah, not only surprises, but some interesting people. Frank Malzone, for those of you who are over 40, which I am. Remember, Frank is a great third baseman for the Boston Red Sox. He's a great speaker. He'll be there. I think Mike Andrews will be there. He had with Charlie Finley when he got fired after an error in the World Series and all that. And Kenny Coleman is just an absolutely marvelous speaker. Very well-informed, very genuine individual. Contributes a lot to the Jimmy Fund, and that's what it's all about. Everybody pays their own way. Kenny Coleman, by the way, I should tell you this, is not only coming in for the weekend to be a part of the Jimmy Fund, but just to show you what the fund is all about, he's paying for his own accommodations, his own dinner, and his own ticket to the banquet.
Wow. Well, that's really something, Peter. That's what you call really contributing to a cause. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give Peter a big hand and hope you'll see him next Saturday here at the Mount Farms Mall. Come on, let's give Pete Coolis a big hand on the Sportsline Talk Show. Thank you, Peter. Okay, Stanley, what do we got coming up next? An Oberic, a very pretty Oberic. Dan Kazera and the Pros. Kazera, the Knights and Melody, and the Wedding Oberic. Stanley, those tunes are getting awfully short. He doesn't even give me a chance to meet anybody. He's playing these tunes awfully. Stanley,
how come those tunes so short lately? Once through, you know, you got to play them at least a couple of times. Hello, hello, Punny. How are you? All these nice people here from wherever you are, from Sunderland, South Deerfield, Southampton, Greenfield, Turner Falls. I'd like to have you come up and say a few words for us. And we're going to talk once more again to Andrea Rogers, who's the president of the Mount Farms Mall Association.
Andrea, nice talking to you again. We'd like to have you just comment about a few more of the stores that you'll find here at the mall, if you don't mind.
Well, Lexington Gardens is having a giant sale right now, 50% off of everything in the store. Zeffirelli's Jewelers has a sale going on, one-third off of everything in one particular window. And they have some beautiful jewelry, so if you haven't stocked them in, you should. Photo Lab One is doing a special thing for our Jimmy Fund, which is coming up next week. They have a huge canister full of film containers, and if you can guess the amount, you'll win a $200 camera. So for a 50-cent donation, guess the amount of film canisters, and you'll win a $200 camera. Other stores that we have in here are the Mountain Farms Four Theaters. We have some really good films playing right now. So Just Fun has the area's most complete electronic games arcade. A lot of the new electronic games. That's a lot of fun. Papagino's for pizza, and they have the best pizza on this side of the Mississippi. Wilco's is our department store on the other end of the mall. And Terrain's is having some good winter coat sales right now. Davis Shoes, and we have David's Restaurant. That's a brief rundown of what we have in the mall right now.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea. Is there anything
thank
else
you.
You'd like to say?
Just come on down and join the fun. If you're not already in the area, this is the place to be right now.
Right you are. And the place to be right now is to listen to a guy who sounds just like Satchmo. If you close your eyes, you really think you're listening to... That's right, Satchmo. So, without further ado, I know... He's still here, isn't he? No, I don't think he looks like him. Well, all right. Okay, guys, Stan Kazera, a nice group of musicians here, and with Satchmo, or better known as Richie Madura, on the vocal of Hello, Dolly.
Mrs. Lewis.
Darling.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell. Dolly, I'll get there.
I try to get him to do Mac tonight because he does a good job.
What a beautiful job he did, Andy.
Oh, yes, Tony, he certainly does a beautiful job. That's that Ricky Madura. And, of course, the Stan Kazare Orchestra. And that's Hello, Doc. We'd like to say hello to you, too, if you come down to Mount Farms Mall. Take advantage of the wonderful values throughout all the stores here. We're here to have fun. We want you to have fun, too. So come on down, dance a little, listen to the great music, shop around, enjoy the food, and then see us here and talk to us, and we'll give you a mellow yellow T-shirt, a Yukon Jack, and we have a couple with a white eagle on it. So come on over and dedicate a tune to some of your friends. We'll be happy to talk to you here on the mic at the Mount Farms Wall. Well, Stan Kazare, are you going to be featured on this next tune? It said Fiddlesticks, is that right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, well, Stanley's going to grab the fiddle, so get a little hoedown music here. Stan Kazare, the orchestra, and the Fiddlesticks Polka. Who wrote that? Did Ken Murray write that one, too? Oh, he said he wished he did. That's a Fiddlesticks Polka, great tune by Ray. By Stan Kazare and a nice melody. Ray will be stepping in at 2 o'clock. We have a young lady here who really wants to talk to me.
Yeah, I want to give it a play for my boyfriend from Hadley.
Boyfriend from Hadley? What's his name? We're letting in secrets.
Yankowski.
What's
Charlie.
The first name? Charlie?
Charlie
Yankowski, your girlfriend here is at the mall, and she wants you to come over and dance with her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Fanny?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, we're Charlie Yankowski. Would you like to have a dedication, ma'am?
Mr. and Mrs. Decker from Chicopee, Mass, saying happy birthday to Lillian Cyborn from Chicopee. Have a good
well,
time with your perfect band.
Well, that's good. You stay, because we're going to get some more music for you by Ray, and we'll be here till 5 o'clock.
Good. How about a yellow mellow jersey, too?
Oh, yes. We're going to give you one of those for talking to us. Anybody that talks to us gets a mellow yellow T-shirt. So you stand by. We're going to give you some right after we hear from Stan Kazare and the Knights of Melody with this tune called Nyamanyi Family. A very pretty waltz, Nyamanyi. That means we have nothing, but we have a lot for you this afternoon here at the Mount Farms Mall. We're going to sign off this program right now. We're leaving the air at 2 o'clock. We'll be back at 2:10 with the Ray Henry Orchestra. But right now, my favorite polka, we want to thank Stan for getting this on the agenda. It's a great one. I'm sure you're going to dance to it and like it, too. So until 2:10, here we go, the Topsy-Turvy Polka. Seen him on television, you've seen him, you've heard him on the radio. He's got a lot of records out. A new one that's called Rolling Along with Ray Henry. He's got some fantastic numbers, and he's going to play a few of those for you today. But right now, without further ado, Ray Henry and the orchestra and his theme song, you've heard it, the Golden Gate Polka. Ray Henry Orchestra and the Golden Gate Polka. That's Ray's regular theme song. Ray Henry will be playing from now until 3 here on the air at 1400 from the Mountain Farms Mall. We want to have you come on down if you're listening in at home to your house radio, whether it's or perhaps in your car. If you're just driving around, come on in. You'll have a lot of fun. If you want to talk to us, we'll give you a yellow, mellow yellow T-shirt and one of the Yukon Jacks we have here, and we've got some other prizes. And also, you can dance a little bit. There's plenty of room here for dancing. Enjoy the Polish food that's being served at the kitchens around the Mountain Farms Mall area. There's Polish food today at Mountain Farms Mall, special at the coffee shop at Almy's. Food prepared at the kitchen of the Holy Rosary Church that's set up in the center of the mall. And there's Polish specialties also today at David's Restaurant here at the mall. So a lot of Polish food, good music, and a big variety, too, by Ray Henry. Ray, we had Stan Kazare introduce the members of the band. And I don't think too many people in the area have ever heard the big eight-piece band of Ray Henry. Of course, we are used to it years ago. And I don't think we're that old. But anyway, I think it's a great band you've got here. I know that you usually play with six, but now with the big band era coming into being again, you've added not two trumpets, but three trumpets. You got a bass, drums, two saxes, and fellows double on clarinet, and yourself on the accordion. Would you like to introduce the members of the band?
Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see you. Hope you enjoy yourself this evening or this afternoon. Any requests, please come up here and give them to Andy. Right now, on my left, the bass player, we have our good vocalist and bass player, Joe. And we have Victor here on the clarinet, Carl on the sax, Joe over there on the trumpet, Danny on the trumpet, Stanley on trumpet, the boy that has the most work to do, Bobby on the drums. Thank you very much.
Ray, we got you. Henry on the accordion. And Ray's got some records here. If you'd like to pick one or two up of his famous albums, you come on up and talk to the boys in the band. Let's give a big hand and welcome to Ray Henry, all the way from Windsor, Connecticut, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now it's Do Your Best, O'Berrick. Called Do Your Best of Eric. We're here at the Mount Farms Mall, friends. Come on over and talk to us and enjoy the music of Ray Henry, the Polish food. It's all here for you, and that's why we're doing it today, so that you can enjoy some of the Polish food and some of the real great music by two great polka bands brought to you by the Mount Farms Mall Association. The merchants here want you to partake, and of course, drop in, look them over. You might find something that you're in need of, and I'm sure there's a big sale going on at Almy's right now, 20%, and a lot of other stores are featuring specials during today. All day today, rather, during this Polish festival. Is anybody here? Well, it's actually a gentleman here that wants to talk to me, I think. He looks amiable enough. And, young man, where are you? What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Edgar Banowitz from South Hadley. I am the Mountain Farms Mall. My wife wanted to do some shopping, so, well, we figured we'd go to Almy's, and there's a lot of good kitchenware department there, so she's out there trying to pick up some bargains. And I'm out here dancing.
You know, Ed, that gives me a good idea. If the woman would like to shop, the men can come over here, enjoy the music, entertain themselves right while the woman is shopping.
Right, yeah. After that, we plan to have a little snack of kielbasa. We think it was just a little bit too early right now, but just before we go home, I'll try a piece of kielbasa so I won't have to eat so much home.
Well, that's a good idea, Ed. We want to thank you for talking to us. And if you stand over here, we'll give you one of the mellow yellow T-shirts in just a moment. But right now, friends, a treat in store for us. We have a very attractive young lady, and her name is Gloria. Gloria, we'd like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Mount Farms Mall and via radio, the lovely wife of Ray Henry, Gloria McCarthy. Gloria, how do you do?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Gloria, I understand you're going to treat us to a vocal this afternoon.
Yes, I'll try.
I'm sure you're going to try because you've been singing for a good many years.
Yes, I have. And I've enjoyed every one of them.
I know that you started singing once again with Ray about a year ago at the concert.
About 2 years ago on the cruise. My son is grown now, and my husband just thought that it was time for me to come out of retirement.
Well, I think it's a good idea. Yeah, the best idea yet. Ray Henry's going to play for us as lovely Gloria McCarthy sings the Mountaineer's Waltz. Thank you, Gloria. Let's give Gloria a nice big hand and a very pretty waltz, the Mountaineer's Waltz. Well, who among you would like to enjoy a delicious kielbasa? No, a Gawumpki dinner at Almy's Coffee Shop right now. All you got to do is one of you come up and talk to me. Okay, come on right up. You're first, sir. Did you eat already? No, thanks. What's your name, sir?
Michelangelo Lally.
Michelangelo, are you enjoying yourself today?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, the best.
Like the music?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Especially Henry over here, I love it.
Oh, one of your favorites, huh?
Yeah.
Angelo, have you partaken in some of the Polish food? I guess you have already.
Yeah, I'm going to get them in a car home. I want them from Springfield, man.
Oh, do you? Well, listen, for being nice and talking to us, would you like two Gawumpki dinners right now today at Almy's Coffee Shop? You got them there. All right, how about a mellow yellow T-shirt then? Would you like one of them? Okay, if you stand by here, I'll give you one, Angela. Nice talking to you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Ray, we've got one of the most popular polkas, I guess, that you've written. Oh, let's see. We have something very special here at the Mount Farms Mall. We're celebrating I think one of the biggest polka fans, he follows the bands no matter where they go, and that's Tony Lewandowski. Tony, we want to wish you all a very all of us, rather, want to wish you a very happy birthday. And we understand that you bought a cake, and you're going to have everybody have a little piece of it. Is that right?
Oh, I think so, Ray. And I hope so. I hope so. I see Ray Henry again here down to the mall. For all my beautiful people here, down to the mall here in Hadley.
Okay.
So I see it again by next year.
Moonshot Polka. We have a nice gentleman here who volunteered to say a few words for us. Sir, where are you from?
Chigabee.
What's your name?
Chet Kazza.
Chet, did you come all the way down here to listen to Ray Henry?
Oh, we frequent this place a lot, and we like polka music, and especially Ray Henry.
Oh, that's very good. Mr. Kazza, you were telling us just a moment ago what we should do with Ray Henry. Ray, you want to hear this?
I think we should send Ray Henry and his band to Iran. And as a goodwill ambassador, if we get Iranians to do the polka, maybe it'll change their attitude towards the rest of the world.
Say, you know, that's the best idea we had in a long time. Let's give him a big hand. Maybe we ought to send Ray Henry to Iran. No, you're not going. Okay, Ray. I don't blame you either. If they hear your music, they'll keep you there forever. Then we'll be the losers, right?
Okay, Ray, what are we... Oh, Joe's going to sing Spanish Eyes. Our bass player, the very handsome Joe, is going to sing Spanish Eyes. Ray Henry's orchestra are very versatile, no matter what you have him play, polkas, Italian numbers, or Beric. He's got it in his repertoire, and he's very good at it, too, and you'll see in a minute. But right now, who would like to win a couple of Golumpsky dinners at Almy's Coffee Shop? They're very good. All you got to do is come up and say hello. Come on. Okay. Oh, we have a gentleman here. What's your name?
Peter Dizanowski.
Peter, where are you from?
South Hadley.
South Hadley. You like polka music?
Yes. Henry.
You like Ray Henry. You're a fan of Ray's, huh?
Right.
You going to take up polkas when you get older? You're doing it right now.
I play a musical instrument in school already.
Well, what do you play?
Trumpet.
Well, very nice. Maybe Danny Magnifico or one of those other great trumpeters can give you a few pointers there. You going to be like them? You want to be like them?
Yeah.
They're great. I don't blame you. Okay, for talking to us, here's a number two at Almy's. You take that to your mom over or your friend and have it today, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for talking to us. Very good. Now, Ray Henry and the orchestra and Spanish Eyes. Thank you very much, and that was a great song by Ray Henry and the orchestra, Spanish Eyes. I'd like to mention some of the stores here at the mall that you may want to stop by and thank them for this Polish festival. Or just drop in and see what they have to offer. Regis stylists are here. Also, the paperback Booksmith always has Polish cookbooks on sale. And we have the Gatepost, that's for young men's and women's styles. And we also have Northampton Institution for Savings. These are some of the people that are here. Right now, we're going to break for one of the sponsors of this portion, and it happens to be Labby Chevrolet.
In order to realize the excellent condition of a Labby Chevrolet used car, you first have to check their used car, then check a Labby Chevrolet used car. First, check the horn on their used car. Then check the horn on our used car. Check the brakes on their used car. Now the brakes on our used car. After a few of these ordinary tests, test with their used car and our used car, you'll realize the excellence of a Labby Chevrolet used car. Dick Labby cares. It's as simple as that. Labby Chevrolet, 200 North King Street in Northampton. Oh, by the way, if you made a mistake and bought one of their used cars, bring it into Labby Chevrolet. We'll trade you for one of ours.
We're not on the air, friends. Now we're on the air. Thank you, Bob. Bob Martin over there is our engineer. He likes polka music. He's eating over there all that Polish food. He's getting confused between the time. Or am I getting confused? I won't blame it on Bob Martin. It's me. Bob Martin, you hear him on the air on WHMP every afternoon. Hope you'll tune him in. Right now, we hope you'll tune us in and keep tuned. Tell your friends about it. Ray Henry's on until 3 o'clock, followed by Stan Cazera, the Knights of Melody. Back with Ray Henry from 4 to 5 on the air. And then Ray will be here from 5 to 6. And tonight, here at the Mountain Farms Mall, a great group, a group coming from Boston to sing very beautiful Polish songs like the Mazowsze and the Schmont. Well, what do we have here? It's a big birthday cake. All lit up, gorgeously decorated, and it's for a good friend. Happy birthday, Tony. And Tony's blowing out the candles. He had to do it twice. See, Tony? What does it say there? 5-0. That doesn't mean you're 50, does it? My goodness, time does fly, doesn't it?
Well, I hope so, Andy. I hope so I see this again. I hope so all my beautiful people from here in Hadley. And I hope so Ray Henry will be over the concert. And I hope so it can happen again.
Well, again. Okay, Tony, he'll be at...
Thank you very much, Andy, for everything, and I'll be listening on your broadcast tomorrow morning on your station. And thank you all, Andy.
Okay, happy birthday to Tony Lewandowski, one of the biggest polka fans in the area. Thanks, Tony. Right now, I would like to mention the fact that Ray Henry will be playing tomorrow afternoon, I think, at the concert with his full 8-piece orchestra. Ray there, and we've got a very... pretty polka coming up by Ray. Anybody want to talk to us for some special prizes we've got off? I think Mr. Latka there from East Hampton would like to talk to us. Come on over, Skelly. Two problems here on the air. The thing keeps sucking out. I don't know, Ray, whether I'm talking too loud or what's going on. But Larry... Mr. Latka from East Hampton, what's your first name?
Henry.
Henry, we always call him Skelly. Henry, how do you like the music?
Very good, very good. We go a lot to Ray Henry, follow him all over.
Well, are you going to do some dancing? I didn't see you dance.
We'll be out there sometime.
Henry, how would you like to have, let's see what we have here for you. Would you like a T-shirt, or would you like maybe a pass for two to one of the theaters here at the Mount Farms Mall? You can take your wife out. And treat it to a good movie tonight. How's that?
Okay, thank you very much.
Nice talking to you. And that's Mr. Henry Latka from Plain Street in East Hampton. Ray Henry and the Polish Village Polka. That was a very nice song there by Ray Henry called the Polish Village Polka. We have an affair coming up, one that dates quite a few years back by Ray Henry called A Fireplace of Berwick, and I don't think we had the fireplaces going too much this winter. We'd like to bring to your attention the stores that are bringing you this portion of the wonderful program here from the Mount Farms Mall in Hadley. And, of course, we'd like to have a message for you right now from Burger King, Finest Supermarket, the Pearl Vision Center, Bonanza Restaurant, Northampton National Bank, the Best Eaten Donuts, and Photomat. These stores... Well, we're having a few problems here, but nevertheless, I hope that you'll forgive us. We're trying to rectify them as